Welcome to Cricket Shots Podcast from Sumcast. Here's your daily dose of five shots from the world of cricket. Sanju Samson's magnificent century at Boland Park Parle marked a memorable day for Indian cricket as they secured a 2-1 ODI series victory over South Africa. Samson's innings, a stellar 108 off 114 balls, formed the backbone of India's competitive 296 for 8. The match saw debutant Rajat Patidar impress briefly, while Tilak Verma supported Samson in a vital partnership, contributing his maiden ODI half-century. In response, South Africa's chase was anchored by Tony De Zorzi's 81, but the effort proved insufficient. India's bowlers, particularly Arshdeep Singh with an impressive 4 wickets for 30 runs, dismantled the South African batting order, restricting them to 218. This comprehensive performance highlighted India's depth and resilience, with contributions across the board from young talents and experienced campaigners alike. The win not only clinched the series, but also showcased India's ability to deliver under pressure, with players like Samson stepping up remarkably. Australian cricketer Usman Khawaja has been reprimanded by the International Cricket Council for wearing a black armband during a test match against Pakistan in Perth. The armband, which Khawaja claims was for a personal bereavement, was deemed a breach of ICC's regulations prohibiting personal messages without prior approval. Khawaja, known for his stance on humanitarian issues, had earlier planned to wear shoes with messages supporting Gaza, but was stopped by the ICC. He insists his actions were not politically motivated and seeks fairness and consistency in the application of ICC's rules. Despite the controversy, Khawaja remains focused on cricket and will not wear the armband in the upcoming Boxing Day test. The situation has sparked discussions about the balance between personal expression and regulatory compliance in international cricket. Khawaja's challenge to the reprimand highlights the ongoing debate over athletes' rights to express personal and humanitarian concerns. Seamer Pooja Wastrakar and off-spinner Sneh Rana showcase their skills to exploit a pitch with variable bounce, leading to the dismissal of Australia for a modest 219 in their first innings on the opening day of the one-off test in Mumbai on Thursday. In response, India accelerated to 98 for 1 at stumps, with openers Smriti Mandana, 43 not out, and Shefali Verma, 40 runs, contributing to a solid partnership of 90 runs. The turning point in India's ascent came through Pooja Wastrakar, taking 4 wickets for 53 runs, who collaborated with Sneh Rana, 3 wickets for 56 runs, and Dipti Sharma, 2 wickets for 45 runs, to dismiss the Australian innings in 77.4 overs, despite a resilient 50 by Talia McGrath. Australia's innings got off to a shaky start, losing opener Phoebe Litchfield in the very first over due to a mix-up with her partner Beth Mooney at the Wankhede Stadium. Just 4 deliveries later, Wastrakar bowled a brilliant delivery to dismiss Elise Perry, leaving Australia at 7 for 2 wickets within the initial 2 overs. McGrath counterattacked, but her dismissal triggered a collapse, leaving Australia reeling. India's response was robust, with Mandana and Verma punishing the wayward Australian bowling, setting a strong foundation for India's lead. England's fast bowling all-rounder, Tom Curran, has been handed a 4-match suspension in Australia's Big Bash League following an incident of intimidating an umpire. The event occurred during the warm-up of Sydney Sixers game against Hobart Hurricanes in Launceston, where Curran, after being instructed not to run on the pitch, allegedly ran at pace towards the umpire, who had to sidestep to avoid a collision. Cricket Australia charged Curran with a Level 3 offence under their Code of Conduct. Despite Curran's contestation of the charge, the commissioner found him guilty, leading to the suspension. Sydney Sixers, represented by Rachel Haynes, expressed disagreement with the verdict and announced plans to appeal, emphasizing that Curran did not knowingly or intentionally intimidate the match official. The incident has stirred a debate on player conduct and respect towards match officials in cricket. Curran's absence will be significant in the Sixers' upcoming matches, with the team rallying behind him during the appeal process. In a tense series decider, West Indies secured a 3-2 victory over England in the 2020 series, thanks to Shea Hope's unbeaten 43. Hope's powerful six in the final over sealed a 4-wicket win for West Indies, who chased down England's modest total of 132. This win marks West Indies' third consecutive T20 International Series win in 2023, adding to their victories against South Africa and India. The match, played at the Brian Lara Stadium, saw spinners Gudakesh Modi and Akhil Hossain shine, restricting England to their lowest series total. England's innings faltered early with the dismissal of captain Jos Buttler and key batsman Phil Salt, despite their earlier high-scoring efforts in the series. The West Indies innings started strongly but faced challenges, with Sherfain Rutherford's 30-run contribution being vital. In the end, Hope's calm presence and decisive six overcame England's tight bowling in the final overs, disappointing the touring side, who also lost the 50-over series. The last ball has been bowled, and we're closing this chapter of cricket shots. Keep the cricket spirit alive until we meet again.